There are a number of basic psychological laws as experienced by most people. One of these is that time seems to speed up as we get older. Another is that time seems to slow down when we're exposed to new environments and experiences.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening to all of you, the Action Academy family. This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin, bringing you the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps for you to earn freedom in your life and business. Today, we are talking about time. Time. What is it? The ultimate currency. So the bulk of this podcast is talking about how you can earn freedom in your life and business so you can have more time back to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. Today's episode is super impactful because what are we discussing? We are discussing why the heck time speeds up as we age and as we become older, as opposed to when we were young, time would go on forever. You would have that summer vacation from school and it felt like it would last 3 freaking years. And now all of a sudden, 3 years feels like a freaking summer vacation. So let's try to get that flip-flopped. And today we're going to talk about why this happens, the psychological principles and studies behind it, and what we can do moving forward to be able to combat this. So we can essentially maintain every moment and savor it to the maximum of our capabilities. So first, let's combat the problem. Let's figure out psychologically, why does our perception have this shift in adulthood? And that is this. There are a number of basic psychological laws as experienced by most people. One of these is that time seems to speed up as we get older. Another is that time seems to slow down when we're exposed to new environments and experiences. These two laws are caused by the same underlying factor, the relationship between our experience of time and the amount of information, including perceptions, sensations, and thoughts, our minds process. The more information our minds take in, the longer our perceived length of that allotted time frame lasts. So to summarize, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? When you're a kid, everything is new. You're going to a new school. You're constantly changing environments. You're making new friends. You're learning how to ride a bike. You're learning all of these new things. Our minds are constantly reacting and processing all of these new stimuli as we go about our day. And so you notice everything much more in detail and in depth. I know that all of us can remember that field day smell when we were taken off day from school and you could smell the dew on the grass. All the colors were bright and vivid. You just seem to perceive everything more. So that's childhood. What happens when we're adults? Routine. Same old routine every single day. Monotony. We are creatures of habit. And a little bit of habit and a little bit of routine is always good, of course. But tell me if this rings true to you. I'm going to make an assumption. Every single day you wake up at about the same time, you eat about the same breakfast, and you take about the same route to work every single day. Then the next 8 to 9 hours is spent doing about the same thing that you do every single day to where you go home back on that same route that you took to work. And then you do the same thing with your kids, your wife, and your dinner. And then you relax, unwind, rinse, repeat, do it all over again. Does that ring true to you? I'm making an assumption here, but hey, I'm guilty. If you continue this routine and this automation and the same thing day in and day out, you will look up and 20 years will pass and you will have no idea where it went. So how do we combat this? Exposure, newness, excitement, adventure. Every single person needs to bake a little bit of this into their life this week, today. So while you do have extreme examples of combating this, like what I'm doing where I'm going to go travel around the world for a year, that's not for everyone. So ask yourself the question today, how can I increase the levels of excitement and adventure in my life this week? What's one small thing that I can do to move that needle forward? Because the more excitement and adventure and passion that we have in our lives, the slower time passes. passes. Each one of those moments is going to be enjoyed infinitely more. And this is something that we can bake in today that doesn't cost millions of dollars, thousands of dollars. This is something that we can do for free today just to be intentional, to know what the problem is and try to combat it actively. If you enjoyed this, I will link the study in the newsletter that's going out this Thursday. As always, every single week, Action Academy newsletter. Go in the link in the show description and you will find the sign up there, or you can find it on my Instagram page. So go sign up. You'll get all the transcript there. And I hope that you guys have a fantastic and slow day.